Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
In today's episode, we discuss Kanye accidentally fisting himself, Beyonce's double deep squat, me being problematic at the Super Bowl, and Zayn crushing Harry Styles' dreams. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag PsychoBabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to PsychoBabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's PsychoBabble. Now before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Binge, my new book! Is it even new anymore? Christ. Well, they're sponsoring today's episode, so you gotta go get it. It is a collection of stories I've never told in videos, and you guys put it on the New York Times bestseller list for like 12 or 13 or 14 weeks or something. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for getting it. Thank you for loving it. And thank you for letting me know what you think of it in reviews on Amazon and stuff. So yeah, if you want a good book to read, if you're thinking about a book, go get Binge.
I'm ready. Is everybody ready? Don't say good morning. Don't say it.
How are you?
You can say hello.
Salutations.
Greetings, earthling.
Oh my god.
Are you in there, little fetus?
What?
Will you come out soon and greet us?
What is that?
Friends. Phoebe Buffay.
I literally thought it was a lyric from the new Rihanna album. Because I haven't heard it yet.
It could be.
Maybe it is.
It probably
You know,
is.
I tried to give that Rihanna album a chance, okay?
I did. You literally asked if you could listen to it in the car today, and then you proceeded to play videos over the album instead of listening to
the
album.
I had better things to watch. I did. Rihanna's album, I gotta say, it's not doing it for me. Rihanna, I like you. But don't hype it up for years and then drop some like random singles leading up to it and then act like those singles never happened and then plop a mood album on us. There are no singles. I'm done with it.
So what you're saying is this is not a Rihanna Queens episode.
No. Corey asked us on the us. Being me. Corey asked me.
It is a lot of me speaking to myself if you think about it.
If we should do a Rihanna Queens episode, but I don't think she deserves it. Maybe her next album, she'll deserve it.
In another 6 years?
Jesus. She sold 460 copies.
No, that was the first week.
Yeah! What do you want me to say? Because it was on sale for like 3 minutes eligible for that first week sales, and she sold 460 copies. Anyway, well, the facts are facts. The facts of life.
And are the facts facts? I was looking up to see how much she actually sold.
What, she debuted at number one, right?
Well, because she like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
how
she debuted at number one. It's her second number one.
She did not deserve number one for this. That's where I stand.
I know.
She deserves number ones in her life, but not for this piece of something.
She swooped right in and took the number one from Sia, probably.
I was reading an article about, the difference between Rihanna's release and Sia's release, okay? Because I really love Sia's album. But Sia's album, if you've read interviews of her recently, it's so calculated. She knows exactly what she's doing. This is her formula. She's giving us anthems. They're all about self-empowerment. Like, she's trying to fit what she thinks should be on radio right now. And she said that, which is fine. And then Meanwhile, Rihanna's taking a departure from anything radio.
And she's just releasing a 45-second track saying that she'd rather be smoking weed.
Corey knows. What did you say this morning on the way here?
I said it's as if she drafted a tweet and then thought, this is good, and then turned it into a song,
but then didn't make it a song.
But still only kept it 140 characters.
You know what? But I also am like, okay.
That's my official review of James Joint.
Here's what I think. Rihanna's done this in the past, where she has created half-done songs, put them on her album, and then released them as singles with a feature.
She did that with Cake, you mean?
With Cake, yes.
I don't know.
Like, maybe something on this album is like a half song. I didn't believe in
it. I'm never really looking for like an interlude or like any of those.
Oh, I like an interlude. Like, remember on Rated R? Is this turning into a Rihanna transition? Remember on Rated R, her first song on the album?
No, please remind me.
It's called Madhouse. Oh. It's like, the wait is over. The wait is over.
Please don't bang the table.
The wait's over.
Madhouse. I got distracted by
it's a minute long. It was a great interlude.
Wow.
Anyway.
The wait is over.
The wait was over. Well, the wait was over
is
for Anti.
Over, and now Anti is here. I can't believe she named her album after Northwest.
It's almost kind of named after me.
Anti. Oh, I see it.
I'm half of the album.
Truly.
She's welcome.
You're truly... I mean, inspiration.
Did you watch Grease Live?
Wait, James Joint. My middle name's James.
Oh my God. We are the album.
We are the album.
Oh, wow.
We are the world.
I don't know about that song. Did you watch Grease Live?
I didn't. I watched,
what's her name?
No, I watched Carly Rae Jepsen and it had a little too much like Boys to Men going on for me. Mm. And then I watched Vanessa Hudgens. Is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah.
She has a good voice.
I
thought she did pretty good.
But here's the thing. Whenever I see live, I'm like, is it live?
Yes. It was all live.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Well, why can't it be? That's what their job is.
Just like Lady Gaga sang the Super Bowl anthem live.
You don't think she did?
Beyonce fake sung the national anthem at Obama's inauguration. That wasn't even live. Nobody does live anymore.
Gaga.
Stop with the table banging.
I don't mean to bang the table, but you can't come for Gaga not singing live. She did.
I don't think she did. Everyone
so are we getting into the Super
everyone
Bowl
Everyone
right
sings
now?
On a track.
How dare
I'm
you?
I'm the one person in America.
Even her chest beats.
I'm the one person.
You could hear them.
I'm the one person
in
America.
Do you hear that? Tell me in your ear. Listen.
I hear that.
You think she got those chest beats on at the exact moment when she was supposed to do it?
I think it's all very contrived. I think I was the only person in America who didn't like it.
You don't have to like it, but don't tell me she didn't sing it live.
She said Land of the Free.
I loved it. I loved
it. Bitch, it's Land. I just have no patience for celebrities with fake accents.
Madonna was giving all types of accents in that performance. She was giving us theater. She was giving us
jazz. I didn't need it.
She was giving us pop.
Did you know there were people in Vegas betting on the length of the... her national anthem.
No, but I love it. Wait, how long was it? And did you win any money?
It was over and under. So then it sparked a huge debate.
Well, we recently bet on something. That child of Kanye and Kim, I don't know who won.
She scheduled that pregnancy so early, you won.
Okay, so it just like Gaga didn't sing live, Kim didn't birth live.
She did. But you know every celebrity female like schedules the baby being born these days.
Well, they just get that. Calendars get full.
They're like, let's put the baby birthing in between my facial and my mani-pedi.
Would you schedule your child's birth so that they would be in your preferred
astrological sign? If they were near a cusp.
Okay.
I wouldn't schedule it, but I would definitely cross my fingers.
Do you think that
and cross my toes. Well, I mean, if you're getting near the cusp, it's really going to be like...
You know who's right on the cusp?
You.
Me.
You're pretty close.
I could have been a Pisces.
I know. You are a little like... I told you, the most I ever understood your horoscope was when I read the Pisces Aries cusp. Oh, Jesus. And I was like, there she is. Oh. There's my little Tyler.
Anyway, okay, so you didn't like Gaga's performance, which I think is fine. I do think everyone's drinking the Gaga Kool-Aid right now, which, as a Gaga stan,
I will gladly pour it out. To say it was as good as Whitney Houston, and I'm like, calm down.
Here's what's up, okay? And Gaga predicted it in her music video for Paparazzi. If you'll go back and rewatch it, I'll link you all.
She predicted.
Do you remember all the newspapers falling in the music video? And one says, Gaga's a flop. Gaga's back. Gaga's nothing. Gaga's trash. Is Gaga returning? Blah, blah, blah. And it's the cycle of the media.
Yeah.
They're riding up, the wave. Eating out, letting them come back.
Did you see that interview of her, of them like asking her, like, what does it mean to
sing
the Super Bowl?
It.
She's
I
like,
loved
well,
it.
Well, in Greek times. And,
my queen.
In ancient times. And it's just really American. And I'm just proud to be an American.
No, she's saying it's the greatest honor to perform for the greatest athlete.
She was literally psychobabbling.
She was definitely psychobabbling it. But I was picking up what she was laying down. Did you see the reporter asking her the question? Because he was like giving her a look like, honey, get there.
No, I saw all the memes that were like me on my history final.
Yeah. Me faking me when I didn't study for a history final.
Right.
So I do think no matter what Gaga would have done for the performance, people would have, I mean, she would have had to fuck up the lyrics. She would have had to fall over. And even then,
she would have messed up the lyrics and they would have been like artistic interpretation.
I would have. You know, I would have. But I think people are ready for a comeback regardless. And everyone's setting her up for it. She's going to win the Academy Award. She just won the Golden Globe. She blah, 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 blah. All this shit. People want her to succeed right now. Next year, it'll be a different story.
Well, that's American culture. We like to build, the women up so we could beat them down.
Who are we just talking about?
Jennifer Lawrence, Taylor Swift, Gaga, Lena
Taylor's
Dunham.
Taylor's on the up right now.
Everybody. I mean, does Beyonce ever get hate?
I don't think so. And well, now let's move to Beyonce.
Did you see her almost fall? Thoughts?
Well, people are saying it was an artistic decision.
Yes. I think it was.
I think
she went for that double-double deep squat.
Oh, I think I did that this morning.
I think I did that last night.
I think you did a double-double deep snot. Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah,
hey, when's the last time you laughed so hard you snotted?
I can't even recall.
I always do that.
So you got a lot of stuff in there?
I don't know. Where were we that I was having so many bloody noses?
Start another booger wall.
I don't want to start a booger wall. I was just having a lot of bloody noses. Where were we?
Oh, in Tahoe.
Oh.
You got that bloody, that drip.
I was giving that. I was serving iron.
Yeah, it was a lot. You're serving that clot realness.
You know what? The feeling.
You should have let me cauterize your nose for you.
I don't think so. Hey, wasn't I just talking
to friendship.
You about that feeling where you
pulled
the clot out? Corey yelled at me. He goes, I'm thinking about food. He wasn't even eating. He was like, I can't hear you talk about that. When you pull out the clot.
Please, all of you who are listening to this right now, tweet at Tyler and say,
can you clot?
Mama ain't got time for the clot. I say not to the clot.
Okay. I would kill for a garlic knot.
Hashtag say not to the clot.
Here's what I would love. A garlic knot clotting my throat on its way down. You know, because I think clot is a
coating.
Verb.
I think you mean coating.
Coating?
Like,
what was I just talking about on the way
That's
here?
Throat coat.
Mincing. Parsing. Okay, so I was like, me and Corey in the car on the way here, I'm trying to make conversation with this blob of slob of meat.
Well, to be fair, usually on these mornings before we come in, it's
we say, don't talk
each
about
other.
It, save it for the podcast, because we're
I mean,
funny.
We're very funny.
Funny.
You'll see it in Snervous if you rented it.
Jesus Christ.
You'll see it on The Race this season.
Anyway, so there I was trying to make small talk in the car, and I go, isn't it peculiar
that
parsley is called parsley.
And it gets parsed.
And you have to parse it to consume it.
Well, I'm looking up parse the verb.
Okay.
And it says to examine or analyze minutely.
Yeah, you parse it. You spread it. You cut it up.
I think you're thinking of like dice or
dice
mince.
And mince.
Yes. Isn't it weird that you mince?
Mince?
Mince.
When you when was the last time you minced a mint?
Always.
Oh.
You know, I would get Tic Tacs and just crunch, crunch, crunch.
You just bite your Tic Tacs?
Crunch. The orange ones were like candy.
I hate the orange ones. I have a distinct memory of you having orange ones all around your dorm room.
No. I gave those up.
Yes.
I used to have orange ones when I was in a bowling league when I was in like sixth grade.
Nobody cares.
And
what's your high score for bowling?
223. I went bowling last week when you were.
We
in
were running
New
this
York.
Morning. We were running this morning. And if there's anything that's Corey in a nutshell.
I was joking.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
How can you tell me what my intentions were and were not?
Because
you aren't in my brain.
Baby knows daddy.
Oh, baby's nose needs a clot.
Okay.
And can you
So
not?
Corey and I were running this morning with a couple friends, and we were in two lines.
It's just like jocks running.
We were jocks running. And the point of it was the person in the back has to run to the front of the line. What is that called? An Indiana run. And so you run it, and each line is running against each other. Not really, but with each other. And Corey's like, we're our line's so behind. We have to hurry up. I'm like, we're just jogging. Like, it's not a race.
And bro, I was kidding.
Typical Corey turning everything into a challenge.
So beaten the other line.
Why like, is it gotta, there's no beating. We're racing against ourselves.
Well, don't I know that? That's why I'm a runner.
Anyway, so if, prepare for Corey on the race. I guess that's what, that is what I needed on the race, is somebody to be like that. Because if I were with somebody like me on the race, on the Amazing Race,
you would have been taking naps.
We would have been like, whatever, let's just have fun.
Right.
It's not that I'm not competitive, but I don't want to run everywhere. Anyway.
So you're very bad at running.
We also have to talk about.
What?
Something that's a little insane.
Okay.
Calm down. You hate it. I feel like anytime I bring up music news, it gives you a chance to flex your muscles. Because isn't this your passion?
By muscles, you mean my brain? Or my muscles?
Whoa.
Which, I'm a jock.
Which muscle?
Are you trying to talk about Zane being number one?
Debuting at number one. Do you care? Do you like Pillow Talk?
It was insane. I love Pillow Talk.
I think it was pretty good.
And
the first
I was a fan of
the
song.
Like,
I didn't love the video. I loved the song instantly. The video to me felt like it needs a budget.
Oh no, I thought it was really, I thought it was exactly like
what's that Nick Jonas video? Awful video.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. And I thought
good
it was a little,
song.
I thought it was a little different.
Awful video.
Because that one, it was very clear green screen.
I don't know.
This
it's just like a lot of like Zane standing there and letting them like have blood run out of his
eyes.
I
thought it was a psychedelic sex experience.
And she opens her legs and there's like a lotus.
Yeah.
That, but not Christina Aguilera.
That Christina Aguilera promo. I do like the song.
It debuted at number one.
Debuted at number one with 267,000 copies sold.
On the Hot 100, One Direction has never had a Hot 100 number one, so there was a lot of scandal there.
Yeah. Do you think somewhere Harry Styles is sitting thinking, fuck Zayn.
No, honestly.
Stealing my breakout star status of One Direction.
My thought process was that if Zayn could do it, Harry could do it.
Oh, for sure.
Honestly, was
for
my sure. first thought. I was surprised. I thought for sure it would be in the top five. I didn't know if it would go number one or not, but I was happy
that
it did.
I was surprised too.
I like
surprise
number ones.
Because it's not a typical radio bop.
It was a lot of streams and it was a lot of video views.
They did a good promotional push.
But I liked the song instantly. It was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
I agree with that.
I thought
it was going to
be very R&B.
Yes, I thought,
and it is more pop R&B.
It delivered exactly what I needed it to.
If the whole album's like that, I'm going to be into it.
Okay, well, cool.
Now
I added it to my chill playlist.
I added it to my jams playlist.
Wow. And see, that's the crossover that he's got.
Would
he's
you
simultaneously chill and jam?
Would you give someone some Pillow Talk while listening to Pillow Talk?
That's why I put it in my chill playlist. What are you doing over there? Well, I see you Googling something.
I was clearing the parse in case I want to Google something else.
Speaking of things that recently got parsed. Ooh, this is the transition of a lifetime.
I've got it.
So you have to, you know, parsing.
You look you're kind of getting ready to spread a booty to rim it.
Well, you're taking my route that I'm going to go. Speaking of something you just parsed, fucking Amber Rose parsing those butt cheeks.
Parked. I think you meant parked. She double parked.
Oh, she did too. You know, you guys, we have some exclusive. We've got an exclusive for you. Allegedly. Apparently.
Amber Rose was near where we record this podcast.
And she double parked.
She double parked in between two handicap spots.
So you try to tell me.
While she ran into a Starbucks.
Well, she was on my flight to New York recently.
Was she?
Yeah. And she was in first class, and I was not. And I walked by her, and she was just lounging in her chair still. You know how everyone's off the plane already? She was just lounging. I think she was waiting for her friend who was not in first class. Anyway.
She was waiting for you?
Me, her friend. Well, we have the same publisher for our book, so I was very eager to be like, oh, hi, Miss Rose. We have the same publisher. I feel like I had an in.
Ms. Rose.
So as she was exiting the plane, I was ready to say hi, but she was either faking a phone call or on a phone call. If she's anything like me, she was faking a phone call. I fake a phone call 24/7, always. If I see somebody from high school that I don't want to talk to, girl, no offense if you're listening.
Yeah.
Everyone from high school. Okamas High.
You know,
speaking
Pink's,
of Okamas High School.
You know Pink's album, Misunderstood?
I'll take that subject and I'll bring it into something I want to talk about.
Wait, do you
about.
Know Pink's album, Misunderstood?
Ms. Understood?
I always thought it was Ms. Understood.
I think it's a double entendre.
It's Miss.
Independent.
M-I-S-S. It's not Ms. And then it's Understood.
Oh my God.
God.
Yeah, it's really quite the tongue twister.
Hey, Pink's underrated.
I think she
thoughts.
Truly is Ms. Undersued.
Miss Undersued. Maybe it means undoes.
Can I tell you? Can I spell you how?
Maybe she's
can I tell you how it's spelled?
No.
MissUndazTood. So it's Miss Undazood.
Are you done?
Yeah. So you want to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah. You know who's from Okemos? Who's going to be on it?
One of the drag queens.
One of the drag queens.
I don't know.
That's all.
The only one I know is Bob the Drag Queen. Somebody
who was in the grade above me at my high school is on Drag Race next season. Is that nuts?
So they're
crazy.
Young.
No.
Oh my God.
They're
you're
older
be
than
27
me.
27.
They're older
year.
Than me.
I was thinking
if
about
if I'm
it.
21 and if somebody's 20, does that mean they're older? That's a joke.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Anyway.
Just like the running non-joke.
You know what?
Anyways.
Clot.
Can you clot? Bob the Drag Queen, did you watch any of her videos?
Yeah, I did. I think I like Bob the Drag Queen. I haven't really
delved.
I haven't really minced into the others.
You should really parse the.
I should.
You should pick
I should parse
a parse
the cast.
The cast.
Oh my God!
Should really
have
dissect.
Have you ever had a cast?
No. I was actually telling someone that.
Let's
the other
get
day.
Full body casts. As a video, maybe our next collab.
You know when you have to get a full body cast and to the point where
that stresses me out. What if you got an itch? What if you got a like?
No. You know when you like it's got the
it.
Part from your torso to your arm to like there's like that stick in between part. What
no,
is that?
No.
You've never seen that.
No, I recently signed to somebody's cast, and they had nobody else on their arm, and I was like, "Are you sure you want to start with me?" They were a vague acquaintance.
That's a lot of pressure.
I felt like I felt pressure.
Here, I googled full body cast, and sure enough, you can see that little connector keeps your arms out.
Okay, well, great. Let's go get full body casts.
What color cast would you get?
You know what would be fun? Maybe this is what I do at VidCon. I get a full body cast, and I just lay there, and people just sign me. No? You're giving me a look like that's not a good idea.
I was just thinking about like
I'm
all
just
the...
trying to think outside the box. I don't want to do a typical have people wait in line. That's not fun for anyone. We get 1 second together. There's got to be a better way.
I was thinking of all that like all the kids in school when I was growing up who had casts and they had like dirty fingers because they like
ew.
Couldn't really wash their hands.
Corey,
and they had to get
how
that...
dirty are your fingers? Oh, dirty
that...
in like it... I'm thinking fingernails.
No. Like the in between the like the like
gunky
crap, like a little bit of gunk, like when you wear a flip flop and then you get a little gunk in between the big and the second toe.
Okay, well,
their
that
fingers
must be
all
your
had
process.
To, and they had to use like a little Q-tip to clean it.
You know what?
And this one girl would do it in the classroom, and she would also itch her
that's
arm with a
so
ruler.
Everything's disgusting about whatever's happening
well,
at your high
I could
school.
Name names, but my lawyers advised me not to.
Corey, oh, I just forgot what I was going to say to you, and it was something about something.
Was it about getting a full
yeah,
body cast?
Take me back to what we were talking about. Full body cast, itching the gunk. Oh, goodness me.
Have you ever itched your gunk?
I don't think I've ever had gunk, ma'am. I'm a clean baby.
No. So I was thinking about, because when you were saying, you were picking, what was that fun game you wanted to play where you were
pick
demonstrating the rimming?
Oh, parsing.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh, we never even talked about the dynamics of Amber Rose tweeting about Kanye's booty.
That's where we missed.
Well, I think we parsed that up.
And we just parsed
right
over
feel?
It.
How'd you feel?
Well, that? I felt like she was shaming anal play.
I do think, yeah, I think her aim there was to, what is it? Demasculize?
Yeah.
Emasculize? What's the word? Emasculize. Emasculate? Immaculate?
She was trying to immaculate conception.
No, she's trying to like unmanify him. Because I was reading some type of like a hot take on it, and they were like, yeah, the worst thing you can in today's society, the worst thing you can imply about a man is that he is no longer the, what's it called when you fuck someone?
Top?
No, you. What is it? What's the action? Look at what I'm doing.
Penetrating?
Penetrate. He is no longer the penetrator. He is the penetratee.
Oh, shit.
And that's, you know, that makes you less than or whatever, quote unquote less than. So she's trying to do that to him. But I gotta say.
That's a but.
Was I don't like that he was all like booty stuff. I don't even go near there. I'm like,
live a
honey,
little.
You should. You got gunk. You probably got
you might like it.
You need to clot that. Or something is clotting
or
back.
Unclotted.
You need to unclot that.
Speaking of Beyonce.
I was like, does he not wipe? For fear of going in? My fear for Kanye.
Is that a fear of yours?
My fear.
Is that why you don't wipe?
No, honey. My fear for Kanye is he doesn't even, he's so afraid.
You know they got a bidet.
Bidet?
He got that spritz because he's afraid of
and I thought about
wiping
this,
and a finger
I thought
whoop,
about this.
Slipping right in.
I thought about, well, how, what's your angle for what?
You gotta give Kanye that when dip you, and slip.
When you were wiping and you accidentally fist yourself? Hey, speaking of which, I just saw a tweet from a mom that was like, I love psychobabble. It's a way for my 13-year-old gay son, blah, 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 blah. And then somebody replied, did you not hear the episode where they're talking about blowing a dog? And she goes, there may be some BJ talk, but it's still educational. I'm like, great, we're doing it.
Yeah, wow, we've truly
So anyway,
made
Kanye
it.
Fisting himself on accident.
I mean,
what were we talking
hasn't?
About? I know.
No, I wanted to talk about
that
Beyonce,
dip and slip.
Beyonce's formation.
Yeah, let's talk.
Did you listen to the song? Did you watch the video?
Yes, I liked it.
I have one main question.
Careful.
Does she really carry hot sauce in her purse?
That is a good question.
Show me the receipts.
I would like to receive.
Not
kind
that
of hot
all
sauce?
Lyrics are like non-fictional. True.
Here's my biggest problem with this entire moment in pop culture history.
Okay.
Because I know there's a lot of discussion.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of people taking sides and acting like it's a, you know, blah, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
I'm not even going there. I just want to know, does she really carry hot sauce in her purse?
Here's what I have.
And if she really loves Red Lobster like we do.
So, this Red Lobster situation. Yeah. Did you see sales went up 33%?
On what, like one weekend?
Yes.
That's where I did book my Valentine's
so,
Day reservations.
So, there I was waiting for the first tweet back from Red Lobster. After the biggest thing that could ever happen to Red Lobster. Beyonce name drops them as a place
sucked.
Of celebration.
Really? Okay, yeah.
For after she accidentally dips and slips into Jay-Z.
After she actually wipes and fingers herself.
So, there I am. I turned their notifications on, waiting.
Waiting for a response.
That first tweet back.
Yeah. Not good.
Not good.
They didn't come strong.
They did not come strong. I feel for whatever social media intern was
this
on that end.
Is,
because
I mean,
that is a doozy. What do you come back with? If you're not smart and funny, honey.
What did they say?
It was just about something about cheddar bay biscuits, bay being Beyonce.
Okay, I kind of did.
And
like
everyone
that.
Was like, really? 22 hours to think of that?
Oh, okay, yeah. You didn't tell me it was 22 hours.
So that's my concern.
You definitely slay Beyonce. Thanks for one heck of a weekend, they tweeted.
You, fire them. Even I know Slay is out, and I'm a grandpa. I was thinking, Beyonce, I have been getting borderline persecuted. For even continuing to say Slay in 2016. And now Beyonce says it and everyone's like giving her a free pass because everyone's like, oh, it's expired lingo.
And she's just there to.
And not only did she say it once, I think she said it like 50 times in a row. I slay, I slay.
It did feel very 2013.
I was a little bit like,
I felt like,
get it.
I was like, is your merch coming back?
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Are you eat, slaying, and loving? All at Red Lobster?
Put the eat, slay, love
phone case
back
on the market.
Lines. God. I mean, whatever. It's whatever.
You know that movie?
She can do whatever she wants.
You know that movie that flopped called Your Brand is Crisis?
Yeah. I love
your
to
brand
call my
is
brand
trash.
No, I love calling my brand crisis.
Your next documentary, my brand is trash.
Anytime somebody is like frantic on social media, I just want to reply with the cover of that movie. Girl, your brand is crisis.
Like Photoshop their face. Oh my God, that's good.
That
I like
funny.
That.
That's funny.
We're
it's funny.
Funny.
It's funny. Hey, did you see Alvin and the Chipmunks flopped?
What?
The new one?
What? That is news to me.
Yeah, I was a little bit like, whoa.
But it's pronounced Ms. Understood.
Hey, how'd you feel about Coldplay in the Super Bowl? I think I made a problematic tweet.
I will say.
What will you say?
Slay. I cannot believe Bruno Mars come to the Super Bowl to sing Uptown Funk for the 900th time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think it's a little weird that Bruno and Beyonce, they just did the Super Bowl each.
I know.
And
it
now
was
they're back so
dumb. It was so. It was
just
all
felt
very
like,
dumb.
It felt like they all realized Coldplay had no hype. No offense to Coldplay. No offense to Coldplay fans. But I'm just reporting on the news. There was no real hype about it until Beyonce, and everyone was tweeting, "Oh, thank God, Beyonce's gonna come save the Super Bowl." And then I tweet, "Okay, well, Beyonce and Bruno are taking over the Super Bowl clearly." So I tweeted something like, "Wow," and Coldplay's trying to sneak in the middle of it. I said, "Wow, Coldplay really wants to be a part of the Super Bowl halftime." And everyone's like, "You're a YouTuber and you want to come for a Grammy Award winning?" I'm like, "You're not dragging me by telling me that I'm a YouTuber. I love my job." Henny.
Everyone
was like, "You're problematic."
I agree. They both had already like performed at the Super Bowl within the last like 4 years.
And they took over the Super Bowl performance.
And it's like,
did Coldplay do anything new?
I don't even know.
No.
Here's the thing. There were a lot of straight people yelling at the TV at my Super Bowl party.
Oh, ew.
That's why I put
That's
why I put the cupcake rings on my toes and sat cross-legged.
Oh, I think I favored it.
But there was a really fun game that they played where they were betting on all of the commercials. So I didn't really care about that. I was much more excited about watching the commercials. They would be like,
we were in a commercial.
They're like, "I've got a dollar that in the next commercial break there'll be a cute animal." And then everyone would start throwing in money. "Oh, yeah, there will be. Oh, there won't be."
There was money exchange?
Oh, my God. Everyone was betting a dollar on whether the commercial breaks would have, like, a cute animal. And then they got really abstract. They were like, "There will be someone getting into or out of a car or a motorcycle."
Yeah.
And I called 3 in a row. I was like, "Y'all should bet on a cookie." No one wanted to do it. Guess what was there? A cookie.
This is...
And not
Sally, Miss Field?
Yes.
Not Sally Field, but Miss Fields?
Yes.
Cookie? Hey, how'd you feel about that pug monkey baby?
Okay.
Baby monkey pug.
Honestly,
baby dog.
That
pug.
Was on one of the
that was
rounds.
The only one I cared about.
Where they bet there'll be a baby animal, and half the room was trying to argue that that didn't count as a baby animal.
That is the definition of a baby animal.
Yeah, I was trying to be real funny. I was saying, "Oh, in the next commercial break,
you
I bet
to be real funny."
I was like, "I bet there'll be a gay," and then they all like looked at me and they're like, "How are you going to prove that?" And I was like, "Oh, I know. I'll let you know if I see
one." Sounds like a fun Super Bowl party.
Listen, there was guac. There was a guac off.
We didn't have guac. We ordered.
We
a
had
pizza.
Bloody Marys.
We ordered a pizza, we had pizza. And the crust was so thin.
We had
so...
puppy chow.
Corey. Oh, my gosh. I meant to send this to you. I'm going to show you live right now.
Oh, my God. I just can't wait.
I took a picture.
I mean, this is the end of the podcast.
Of something.
So.
You guys. Okay, so I'm going to show Corey.
I did see your Snapchat over the weekend, and I was like,
don't say anything. I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
And we're not going to tell the people at home what it was, but they're all going to guess what you're reacting to.
Okay.
With what hashtag?
Say not to the clock.
Say not to the clock. Okay. So, Corey, I saw this, I thought of you, and I want you to give a genuine, real reaction. Okay?
So wait, but I'm not telling you what it actually is?
Yes.
I'm just reacting.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a dick? Oh, yes. That just looks delicious.
Tell me more about what you think.
Oh, it's, I would eat all of that.
Yeah?
And drink it.
Oh. Okay. Okay, so... If y'all get that trending, maybe I'll tweet that picture. So there you go. Have fun with that. Is that all? Is that what we got for today?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
but monkey,
if you, for any reason, missed the first episode of The Amazing Race,
I think I just like, spilled out of my
You should
mouth.
Go online and watch that or
Wait,
find it somewhere.
Sorry, that sounds
no,
so hard.
No, we're
what's
going.
What's happening with me?
You got a little, I like it when you can't talk. I like it.
Okay, so what were you saying? Go
I was
watch
saying,
the race?
If for any reason you missed the first
Jesus.
Episode of The Amazing Race,
yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, okay, great.
No spoilers.
On CBS.com or something?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Or wherever they can find it. And if you don't live in the U.S., I mean, ask one of your friends on Tumblr. I'm sure they'll figure it out.
P.S., if you guys want to live tweet along with each episode, we would love to see what you think of each episode.
I'm sure we'll tweet out what hashtag.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We haven't really thought this through.
Nobody has. 2016.
Say not to the clock.
Say not to the clock.
But okay. Follow me on Twitter.
Okay, bye.
Bye.